experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Hey everyone, good morning. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author, and speaker. I'm the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. As you know, the purpose of the show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about how your physical health can be improved, the health of your relationships, your level of day-to-day happiness, even your financial well-being. All of these things can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion and with positive results. So welcome to the show. I want to start by asking, can you successfully blend families? You know, more and more, you know, the parenting unit, the family unit, is comprised of blended families. What if the new parental unit, though, has very different parenting styles? What's that going to look like? And how do you handle huge age gaps among the kids from each family? How should discipline be handled? And are there secret strategies, so to speak, that a new blended family can follow to ease what's often a rocky road or a dizzy roller coaster of ups and downs? Well, on this show, I'm going to address all of these questions and more. I'll help you navigate, you know, what some people consider perilous waters, similar to the Bermuda Triangle. So welcome to Blended Families, Blessing or a Curse. So can you successfully make a blended family work? You know, I gave this presentation a number of years ago. I've since updated the stats and the findings, you know, for this week's show. But, you know, what exactly is a blended family? I think, you know, we could safely say it's any family one where one parent or both have a child or children from a previous relationship, right? I think, you know, most of the listeners on the show can guess some of America's original favorite blended families, the Brady Bunch, Family Affair, Eight is Enough, Different Strokes, Webster. You know, today it's, you know, shows like Modern Family or, you know, those kind of things. So it's a part of, you know, one's blended family that really, you know, puts us in a position of sometimes questioning what are our values, you know. And, you know, it's someone who knows what it's like to be a blended family. I come from a blended family. You know, my parents divorced, you know, pretty early, actually before I was born. My mom remarried when I was 7. And I was thrilled to get, you know, some stepbrothers and stepsisters. But not every family is like that. Some kids feel threatened, right? But most of us know someone who's a member of a blended family, if not you personally. You know, it's interesting, in 1990, it was estimated that by the year 2000, which is, what, 21 years now, there would be more blended families than nuclear families living in the U.S. Now, it's estimated that about 75% of divorced persons remarry, right? And about 43% of all marriages and civil unions are remarriages or unions for at least one of the adults. About 65% of those remarriages and unions involve children from the prior relationship and hence become blended families. So I want to ask, are there some legit strategies for successfully blending families? You know, here's the first thing, communication. I think if you ask any expert, any family therapist or psychologist that works with families, those kind of things, communication is going to be, you know, one of the most important success strategies. It's really important, I think, too, that both members of that parenting unit communicate before you cohabitate. Honestly, I would recommend, as a psychologist that's worked with couples and families, including blended families, you know, for many years over the course of my career, I recommend that you take the time before you introduce that new prospective partner to your prospective partner's children. Make sure that it's a relationship that you're going to be in for the long term, that's viable, it's healthy, because you don't want to set up your kids or the other partner's kids, you know, for perilous waters or for, you know, loss. So communicate before you cohabitate. Make sure you take the time to get to know your partner. Make sure this prospective partner is someone you want to be in a relationship with. And then when you guys decide that you want to cohabitate as a blended family, it's really important to start by having some family meetings. I mean, let's face it, you know, kids are smart, so include them in some of the decision making, especially when it involves changing their current setup, right? So usually when people decide to cohabitate, they're going to be, you know, moving into an existing house. Sometimes you move into a brand new place, but include the kids in some of the decision making, you know, especially where it concerns them, okay? Because here's the thing, they're going to be a lot less anxious, and you can position them to be a lot more excited when they're part of the process, right? So communicate before you cohabitate, have family meetings, know that kids, you know, depending on their age, of course, should be involved in some of the discussion, some of the decision making, because it's going to help them feel like they have some say in the situation. It's going to help them feel a sense of control and expectancy. And again, you can set them up for excitement as well. And recognize, additionally, that consistency counts. Families are merging, but so are rules, discipline styles, and communications. And I see this a lot in our practice. You know, that's one of the biggest reasons that, you know, blended families will come in for family counseling, is because there's differences in how, you know, rules and expectations are communicated. There are discipline style differences. And so the thing is, you and your partner need to know and need to negotiate compromises on how to handle those issues and problems. You know, whether it's, you know, problems dealing with homework. You know, do you expect your kids to do their homework on their own? Are you a parent that, you know, usually sits down, you know, and does homework with the parents or with your child, rather? Are you one of those parents that, unfortunately, may do your kids' homework for them? Whatever. You know, you need to negotiate compromise on bedtimes, right? You need to negotiate compromise on curfews, especially if you've got teenage kids in that blended family unit. There needs to be really good discussion and compromise on consequences. There needs to be discussion and compromise on rewards and privileges, whether it's, you know, earning more time out with your friends, whether it's, you know, are you going to give your kids an allowance, whether, you know, it's, you know, who gets to stay up later and watch additional TV or game time or screen time or whatever. You need to start having some discussions ahead of time, ahead of that cohabitating, that relates to compromises on how to handle issues and problems that are common for blended families. Again, homework, bedtime, consequences, privileges, allowance, those kind of things. And just taking the time to have these discussions, these family meetings in advance, puts everybody in a position where they're going to feel a lot better about blending those families. So when we come back, I want to be talking more about some of these strategies, right? And I want to spend a little bit more time talking about the importance of consistency, because, yeah, we know you got to communicate about these things, right? But consistency counts, and that's a lot of what we see with families that struggle to successfully merge, is issues with inconsistency in the parenting, not just different parenting styles. In fact, even in nuclear families, that's one of the biggest reasons that families will start to do family therapy, is because of issues with consistency. You know, one parent will enforce, you know, the consequences, the other parent might be a lot more lax or laissez-faire. And it just sets up, you know, sets the stage for conflict. So stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about some successful strategies for blending your families on this week's show, Blended Families, Blessing or a Curse?
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Dewan. If you've missed any of this show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online on our website at www.thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. Or you can check out a rebroadcast on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. Want to encourage you to tune into my weekday Facebook Live where I get you set up with some tips, some tricks, some strategies, some insights. I'll be doing more training on those daily Facebook Lives, so definitely check us out. And then, of course, I want to invite you to join us for our weekly wellness webinars. We're going to be talking this coming week about transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, and how to resolve cognitive decline, depression, anxiety, bipolar, among other clinical conditions with TMS. We do a number of wellness webinars related to understanding and reversing autoimmune conditions, successfully treating thyroid disorders, which, have risen almost 20 times in the last 10 years. Also talk about the importance of managing stress, health, and your hormones. One of my new favorites is called the Ketamine Effect, Factor Fiction, and certainly have a new favorite as well on regenerative medicine, the use of PRP, stem cells, exosomes, as well as trigger point injections on how to reverse aging, often avoid surgery, and really put your body in the position of aging healthfully, as well as reversing chronic conditions, especially chronic pain conditions. So be sure to tune into our Thursday wellness webinars, 6 p.m. Facebook Live. And then finally, I want to remind you to continue to get tested for COVID. I know we are at a point where, we're hearing so many mixed messages, but the truth is COVID is still very contagious, and for some people it can be really, really dangerous. So if you suspect you've been exposed or if you're dealing with symptoms, do yourself and your family a solid and go get tested. You can check out COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. Again, COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. All right, so let's get back to the show. So blended families, how many of you listening are from a blended family? I know I am, right? And for some people, it's really, really traumatic. For me, I found it to be really, really exciting. Maybe in part because my step siblings were, they were similar to my age. They were fun. We didn't get to spend a whole lot of time together. They did not live with us, but we saw them often enough to where, we had some of these common issues come up. Common issues related to discipline or privileges, parenting styles, those kind of things. So a lot of times people really, really struggle with blended families. But the truth is more families now are blended than are nuclear families, right? Especially as divorce rates continue. So one of the success strategies for blending families and really making them work and putting everyone in a position of feeling good about the decision is to communicate before you cohabitate. What's going to happen? What can the kids expect? Who's going to share what room? What schools will you go to? Again, how will discipline be handled? But I was talking about consistency as well. And this seems to be one of the most common issues where blended families struggle. Nuclear families struggle as well, right? But consistency, merging the rules, the discipline styles, the communication, you and your partner need to be on the same page and be willing to compromise as it relates to these issues. And even if you disagree with one another, first of all, you know, as the parenting unit, you should be taking those disagreements, you know, in a private place, maybe, you know, away from the kids. Don't disagree in front of them because you undermine each other's integrity and it sets up issues with inconsistency. But even if you agree to disagree, you still need to back each other up and be consistent with the praise, be consistent with the discipline, be consistent with the routines, be consistent with, you know, the bedtimes. You gotta be consistent. Consistency helps people feel a sense of security, safety, and predictability. Okay, so that is really, really key. And here's the thing, you know, when we talk about communicating early before you cohabitate and negotiating compromise with these different issues, decide to have the same discipline approach for all the kids. Because if you don't, you're just setting up conflict among the kids and you're setting yourselves up for conflict with each other. So decide on the same discipline approach for all the kids. And here's the thing, you gotta plan on having hiccups, right? Nothing is perfect, you know, it really can be a crazy, dizzying roller coaster ride. So just plan on there being hiccups, but do your best to be consistent. You know, again, not everybody's going to like the rules, and that's okay. But the rules need to be the rules. The expectations need to be the expectations. And they have to be consistently, you know, followed, okay? Next, check in with everyone. Partners, check in with your partner. Parents, check in with your kids. You know, one of the things that I thought was really weird at the time as a kid, but now in retrospect as an adult, I think was very cool, we had regular family meetings. You know, regular family meetings are a must. It gives everybody an opportunity to talk about what's working and what's not. And maybe, you know, as parents, as a co-parenting unit, maybe you guys check in with each other before you have the family meeting on what you think is working and what isn't, okay? And the idea of these regular family meetings is to really make things better and to increase the bond among every family member. It's important to know how everyone is feeling, right? You may be under the impression that, hey, things are going great, blah, blah, blah. But when you check in with each other and check in with the kids at the family meeting, you may be surprised to know that maybe not everybody is doing as well as you thought they were, right? But, you know, plan time with just the kids too. Plan time with just your partner, you know? So check in regularly, have these regularly scheduled family meetings. Ours was on like Saturday morning. Okay, which was kind of cool because, you know, if there was something that was amiss, it gave us time to reset and have a good weekend. So regular family meetings are a must. Know what's working, what's not. Again, it gives you an opportunity to really focus on creating stronger bonds and knowing what everybody is dealing with. And it gives you time to course correct, right? If something isn't going well, you guys can brainstorm some ideas around that family meeting to make things better. Again, include the kids. Kids are smart. They should have a say in what's what, okay? And then plan time with just the kids. Plan time, you know, as a parent, you know, with just your biological children, okay? And then as a parent, you know, and a new co-parent, plan time with, you know, your partner's kids, those kind of things. And parents, plan time with just you guys, okay? So, you know, that kind of reminds me of a time where, you know, I was saying we had family meetings. I was surprised at one of those meetings where my sister, Leslie, actually, you know, was having some issues. And Leslie at the time, I think, was a young adolescent or a pre-adolescent. I think I was 7, she was 12, 13, somewhere around there. And, you know, she was having a harder time at it than I was. I think because I was younger, I was excited to, you know, have a father figure. But it did remind me of one of those family meetings where I was totally caught by surprise. And it got tense. But I tell you what, there was, you know, there was some good problem solving that came from that meeting. And by the end of the meeting, everybody was feeling good about the process. You know, my sister Leslie was feeling reassured. I was excited that there wasn't that tension anymore. And I think that was actually, you know, one of the family meetings we talked about allowance. So, of course, and I was excited about making some money. But, you know, we have found that as a practice when we work with families, those regular family meetings tend to be really, really helpful for just about everyone in the family. But be prepared to bump your knee, okay? As I said, expect hiccups. Not everything is going to be like it is, you know, on the Brady Bunch or, you know, on some of those old shows that, you know, most of us as listeners remember. So be prepared to bump your knee, because with so many different personalities, there's going to be bumps and bruises along the way. And let's face it, you know, you're going to make mistakes. And a lot of this is kind of a learn-as-you-go proposition. And I tell that to my clients all the time. Hey, life, it's a learn-as-you-go proposition, okay? So before we go to break, I'm going to ask you to think, what were some of the mistakes that you made or you know of, you know, that you've experienced as a blended family? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. You're listening to our show this week titled Blended Families, a Blessing or a Curse. I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen, your host. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate concentration in functional medicine. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, and the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. If you're in a blended family situation, if you're experiencing some bumps and bruises or just need some general guidance on how to kind of course correct and steer the blended family in the right direction, give us a call, 630-980-1400. We've got some fantastic therapists on our team. They're all trained and mentored by me. And we take you and your family very, very seriously. So we want to make sure to put you in the best position to get the best results. So give us a call, 630-980-1400. Also, if you've missed any of the show, or if you want to share the show with a family or friend, I'd appreciate it. You can check out a rebroadcast on this great station. You can check it out on SoundCloud. You can check it out on our website, www.thecifhw.com. And you can check it out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecifhw. I want to invite you to follow us and like us on Facebook. Please share some of our posts. As you know, the goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design with passion and purpose and positive results. So we appreciate you following us and supporting us, and we're going to do the same. We're going to support you in any way we can. So welcome back to the show, Blended Families. I'm from a blended family. I think you may be from a blended family, and if not, you probably know somebody from a blended family. So if this show can be of help to them, please share it. So I was saying before the break, you got to be prepared to bump your knee, right? Because here's the thing, most people enter into a blended family situation with a lot of different personalities, right? So you gotta expect that some of this stuff is gonna be trial and error, okay? But there are some do's and don'ts I wanna educate you about. The first do is to start talking with your kids early about the possibility of blending a family and listen a lot. I said that, you know, one of the success strategies is communicating, and communicating before you cohabitate. This is something that I think you need to include your kids on the decision, is like start talking to them early about the possibility of blending a family. If you know that this partner, your partner, is someone that you are going to be, you know, having a long-term relationship, and listen a lot, because the kids are going to have questions. You know, try to do more listening than talking, okay? One of the don'ts, don't push your kids into creating relationships with your partner. Allow them to evolve naturally. All too often, you know, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, and we try to force a really good relationship. Allow versus force, okay? Let those relationships evolve naturally. That's going to be really, really key to successfully blending and creating those bonds. Another do is to establish some new traditions. Keep some of the current traditions and past traditions that each of you have, each of the partners, but also look for uniqueness and build around that. What are some new family traditions you can create as a blended family that's just, it's unique to all of you? Because that's going to be really, really key. You know, think about that for a moment. You know, what were some of those new traditions? I know when I was a kid, one of the new traditions we created was going camping for 2 weeks in Upper Michigan. Those are still some of my fondest memories. And that was a new family tradition that we created when my mom married my stepdad. So think about establishing some traditions that are just new to and unique to the blended family, okay? Those summer vacations, as I said, they were some of the best, you know, camping. We would have the Sunday breakfast, you know. One of the family traditions we started was we started going to Sunday school for the kids, which was a ton of fun. You know, and I had not experienced that really before. So think about what things you can create as a family. Another don't, however, is don't expect kids and stepkids to call you mom or dad. Okay. Ask kids what they're comfortable calling you, you know, or meet and establish a name that you're comfortable with. Maybe they address you by your first name. Maybe it's Bill. Maybe it's Paul. You know, maybe it's, you know, Mommy Nancy or something, whatever it is. But don't expect kids and stepkids to call you mom or dad. You know, ask kids what they're comfortable calling you, okay? Because they've already got a mom or a mom or a dad or a dad or whatever. So, you know, let that be something that you're willing to negotiate, okay? Do establish a unified parenting approach. I talked about that earlier in the show. I cannot emphasize that enough. Establish a unified parenting approach, because if you don't, you set up everyone for conflict and misunderstanding, and it's going to take you a lot longer to establish that healthy, successful blended family. And then don't focus exclusively on the family and neglect the partner relationship, okay? As a blended family, all the children need to see that you guys are a strong parenting unit, that you're a strong couple, that you're going to support each other and back each other up. And when those bumps and bruises happen, you're going to be really, really grateful that you've got a strong partner relationship with one another. That's huge, okay? So having a strong relationship, it not only creates a healthy model of what a loving, supportive relationship is, but you also need a strong bond to weather the challenges of a blended family. And there are going to be challenges. It often takes, you know, 3 to 5 years for a blended family to get into a rhythm. So having that strong relationship bond, you know, is really, really key. Do spend some time with each child and stepchild. Daily connect, one-on-one. Even if it's just a check-in, hey, how was school today? Hey, how was the soccer game? Hey, how's it going with your best friend? Okay, so do spend some time alone with each child and stepchild daily. It doesn't have to be for hours. I know most families are super, super busy. But you need to establish a sense of belonging that enhances their connection to the family. So this is really, really key. Partners, I hope you're tuning in. Spend some one-on-one time with each kid, okay? And don't do it alone. What do I mean by that? Seek support from community organizations. You know, you've heard me recommend family therapy. I think that's one of the best things couples can do if you're in a position to do that, is get some family therapy ahead of the cohabitating, so that each of, you know, each member of the family has a safe space to discuss their concerns. It's one of the best opportunities to, you know, hash out what, you know, the expectations are going to be, what the parenting styles are going to be, what the consequences, what the privileges will be. So support, you know, from community organizations. It could be your church, it could be a family therapist, whatever. As a step parent and partner, highly recommend you get some support, okay? And here's a really, really big key. Be respectful of the other biological parent, or at least if you can't, keep your mouth shut, okay? Because this makes everybody uncomfortable, especially the kids. One of the best, most responsible things you can do as a co-parent is to be respectful of the other biological parent. And if you can't, you really you need to know your boundaries and you need to keep your mouth shut, okay? And if you're having trouble with this, you absolutely need to see a family therapist, okay? So, you know, that's the thing. You don't want to make people uncomfortable, especially the kids, okay? Because their biological parent is still their biological parent, good, bad, or otherwise, okay? When you aren't respectful of the other parent, it makes kids anxious, and it sets up a dynamic of the kids feeling that they have to choose which parent to love. And that's one of the worst things you can do, okay? The fact of the matter is, everybody's going to do better when you make an effort to get along, even if you don't like the, you know, the biological parent or the partner, okay? As the step-parent, okay? So if you're in that step-parent role, right? You're parenting your new stepchildren. Set the rules for the family in concert with your partner and enforce them, but avoid being the disciplinarian to your stepkids. That really is the biological parent's job. That's a little tricky, and I want to talk more about that when we come back from the break, because a lot of couples that we see and a lot of couples that struggle to successfully blend their family fall into, you know, the trap of trying to be the disciplinarian to the stepkids, and that is a really, really nasty trap to step into. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. We will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working, or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters and that funky beat. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. You're listening to our show today, Blended Families, Blessing or a Curse. Hey, if you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online on our website, www.thecifhw.com. Certainly you can check out a rebroadcast on SoundCloud or our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheCIFHW. Going to invite you to like us and follow us and share our posts with the people you know and love and care about. And also want to invite you to follow us on our other social media channels as well. Hey, so speaking of social media, check out the daily Facebook Live. I'm sharing tips, tricks, strategies, insights. I'm going to start doing some more training on those Facebook Lives. You know, short, you know, just a couple of minutes, but just enough to put you in a position where you feel educated and empowered to make some good positive changes. Also would invite you to join us for our weekly wellness webinars this Thursday. It's resolving chronic conditions with transcranial magnetic stimulation, whether it's a chronic depression, a chronic bipolar disorder, chronic PTSD, maybe you're dealing with Parkinson's or dementia, maybe it's post-stroke recovery issues. There are so many applications and successful treatment protocols for so many conditions with TMS. Also want to invite you to some of my favorites wellness webinars, the ketamine effect, learning about regenerative medicine, the power of stem cells and anti-aging protocols. Also, you know, successfully treating autoimmune conditions, successfully treating thyroid disorders, stress hormones in your immune system. I'm excited to be adding new wellness webinars all the time. So please check us out every Thursday, 6 p.m. Facebook Live. So, what do you think? Have you struggled with some of these issues as a co-parent in a blended family? Probably. I think all of us are either, you know, part of a blended family or know somebody with a blended family. And, you know, the question is, you know, oftentimes, can you successfully blend families? The answer is absolutely yes. But you got to be prepared for a lot of bumps in the road, right? Whether it's issues of discipline, whether it's issues of, you know, privileges, you know, how should privileges be handled for different ages within the kids and the stepkids? You know, are there secret strategies that you can follow to successfully blend families? Yes, absolutely. But you got to be careful because for a lot of times, you know, and a lot of families, you know, blended family issues are the undoing of the blended family. So as a step parent, as I said, you know, on a previous, segment, set the rules for the family in concert with your partner and enforce them in concert with your partner, but avoid being the disciplinarian to your stepkids. That's really the job of the biological parent. And don't try to be what's often called the replacement parent because it can lead to resentments. Instead, consider being a mentor, consider being a support system or a role model. Maybe consider being that caring ear that the kids and the stepkids, you know, learn, you know, to go to when they're upset, when they're scared, when they don't understand something, okay? Don't force the process. As I said, it's something you have to allow to happen naturally, but you can better position yourself to have a good relationship with the stepkids and by extension, have a stronger relationship with your partner if instead of trying to be that replacement parent, you focus more on being a mentor or a support system. But again, you have to be consistent with those expectations. You have to be consistent with the privileges, you know, as well as the consequences. And hey, let go of the idea of perfection, right? Because it just doesn't exist. Perfection exists in nature. I like to say, you know, that, you know, the imperfection is the perfection, but expect love and close relationships to develop over time. As I said, you know, on average, it takes blended families 3 to 5 years to really get into a rhythm and hit their groove, okay? It's okay, however, to expect your kids and your stepkids to treat you kindly and respectfully, just as they would any other acquaintance. So this is something you set the stage for, you know, early on when you're having those discussions about cohabitating and blending your families in the first place. You know, the stepkids, they may not like you, they might not love you, but you should set the expectation consistently as the new co-parent unit that they treat the step-parent person with kindness and respect, just as they would anyone else, okay? You got to establish early on what the expectations are. And hey, don't play favorites. Whether they're stepkids or not, a child is a child, whether they're 3, whether they're 13, whether they're 23, okay? Don't play favorites because likely you're not going to feel the same about your stepchild as you feel about your own kids. And kids know this. They know this on an instinctive level. But don't be blatant about it, okay? Because this can set up an antagonistic relationship between the biological kids and the stepkids, and it can absolutely wreak havoc on a child's self-esteem. So I want to say that one more time. Don't play favorites. Whether it's your child or not, treat the children as the children because you want everybody to feel safe in that new blended family unit, okay? Last thing you want to do is show favoritism because that just sets the stage for conflict, for resentment, and then it's going to take you a lot longer to establish a good, healthy bond with the stepkids. And it's going to take them a lot longer to establish a loving, trusting relationship with you. And frankly, it's going to set you up to have a lot more conflict with your partner as well. So let go of the idea of playing favorites because it's a bad idea and it never works. It only hurts people. So how do you create a smooth transition then? What's the secret sauce to successfully blending, you know, these families? Is there a secret sauce? You know, first thing I want you to do as a prospective, you know, step parent is read and understand basic child development. I know that sounds like basic and fundamental, but believe it or not, the entire family will benefit from you as a parenting unit understanding basic child development and understanding basic child development at those different developmental stages, you know, infancy, you know, the toddler years, you know, the grade school years, you know, what's it like to co-parent a tween, you know, what can you expect from, you know, your adolescence, you know, one of the best things, you know, I recommend, you know, that, that parents do, whether from a blended family or not, read some basic child development books. And as it relates to discipline, one of the best ways to be consistent in your discipline and your expectations for younger kids is reading 1-2-3 Magic, right, by Thomas Phelan. It's an oldie but a goodie. And he did another great book for navigating adolescence called, Minding Your Adolescence or something like that. But by Thomas Phelan. So educate yourself on these stages of development, okay? Because these stages of child and adolescent development, you're going to learn how to get good at letting go of the MBAs, what Thomas Phelan calls the minor but aggravating things. You know, not everything has to be a battle. Not everything has to be a war. So before you blend families, educate yourself on the stages of development, okay? So here's the thing. It's not to mistake normal developmentally, you know, appropriate behaviors as inappropriate or as the kids being personally defiant, okay? Know what to expect at each stage of parenting. You know, do this before you choose to have a family. But hey, if you've not done it before, it's never too late, okay? And then, you know, as I said, it can sometimes take 3, 5, sometimes even 7 years for blended families to develop a sense of cohesiveness. So know that the first years may be, you know, really, really chaotic. They may be rocky, okay? Because what you're negotiating, it's similar to, you know, a company taking over another company. There's going to be a lot of fear. There's going to be a lot of anxiety. You know, people aren't going to know necessarily what to expect. Okay, you know, how things are going to be handled, how discipline, how finances, privileges are going to be handled. So know that, you know, it's going to take some time to get into a rhythm. Okay, as I said, sometimes 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. When we come back, I want to put you in a position of understanding some other key strategies to negotiate a successful blended family. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working, or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. Thanks for joining me on today's show, Blended Families, Blessing or a Curse. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online on our website. It's www.thecifhw.com. You can get a rebroadcast on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. Want to invite you to tune in to our weekday Facebook Live, where I share tips, tricks, strategies, insights. Going to be doing a lot more training on those daily Facebook Lives. And certainly we would appreciate if you would like us, follow us, and share our posts. And then certainly consider following us on our other social media channels as well. Also want to invite you to tune into our Thursday wellness webinars. Some of my favorites are successfully treating autoimmune conditions. I know I'm someone that struggles with an autoimmune condition, and we have successfully reversed that. It is in remission, and we can do the same for you. In fact, you know, if there's something you're dealing with physically, mentally, or emotionally, even relationship-wise, give us a call, 630-980-1400. You know, we certainly would welcome the privilege of working with you to help you achieve your best life. And we do things differently here. You know, we're going to spend a lot of time understanding your situation, your condition. We're going to personally create some goals for your health, your wealth, you know, your well-being, your family goals, you know, whatever it is that's important, you're going to take the time and really do things differently, because we do consider it an honor and a privilege to work with you. And we want to make sure that you're in a position where you really can live your best life. So if you've got questions, or if you, you know, need to make an appointment for a consultation, we can do telehealth, video visits, certainly in-person visits. And we do accept most insurances. So give us a call, 630-980-1400. So successfully blending families, we do a lot of work with families, because here's the thing, it's really a challenge, and sometimes it can be a rocky road. You know, I don't doubt that if you're listening, you can relate to this, you know, either coming from a blended family or knowing people that, you know, have struggled to successfully blend their families, you know. But there are some very simple strategies that you can employ, you know, and get really good at if you're willing to learn. You know, the first thing I said, you know, to help facilitate a smooth transition is get familiar with the basic stages of child and adolescent development, okay? Read some things. Thomas Phelan, you know, great books, okay? And understand that it's going to take a while to establish a rhythm within that new family, you know, relationship. You know, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years sometimes to develop a sense of cohesiveness. So again, know that those first years may be really rocky. You know, initially everyone is just trying to find their new way. They're trying to establish new roles and positions within the family unit. So, you know, there's going to be some mistakes. You just got to build that into the equation. And then lower your expectations. Now, I want to, you know, put a little asterisk by that. You should have high expectations for, you know, treating each other, you know, with the golden rule, right? Because we get what we expect. But when I say lower your expectations, what I mean by that is step parents don't have authority to fix their stepkids or the family. Only the biological parent has that ability. Okay. So don't expect that as the new co-parent, step parent, you're gonna come into that relationship and fix, you know, what the, you know, the other ex-parent didn't do or whatever. Just lower your expectations, okay? And then make discipline rules clear. Household, personal rules, you know, what they're going to be. You might even want to write them down and put them on the refrigerator. Not even kidding you, right? One of the things we recommend our clients do all the time is negotiate what these rules and expectations are going to be. And one of them is going to be kind and respectful to one another, right? That's the golden rule. But make sure they're clear. Because when they're clear, you're going to have a lot more success being consistent. And make sure they're posted so everybody knows what the deal is. And then next, agree upon external household rules, meaning doctor's appointments. You know, step-parents sometimes don't have legal authority to make these decisions unless it's given to them, you know? So these are some of the unexpected hiccups that, you know, you're going to find out along the way. So agree on external household rules. Work with the other biological parent on how to handle, you know, who's going to drive so-and-so to the soccer game. How do you handle appointment at the dentist, you know? If the kid has a detention after school, how is that handled, okay? So agree on some external household rules. And then next, talk about money. You've heard me say on other shows, money is the number one cause of divorce in the U.S., and it's not based on how much you have or don't have. It's usually because people have different attitudes and habits about managing money or mismanaging money. So, you know, issues around money, expectations, who will manage the finances, you know, who's responsible for the co-pays? Is it, you know, the residential parent? Is it the non-residential parent? You know, who's going to handle that stuff, okay? And then, as I said, keep the spousal partner strong. Make sure that you're taking time to nurture and develop that partner relationship, because it's going to put you in a position to be much more successful as that co-parenting unit, okay? The couple bond is the core of the success of the blended step family. I'm going to say that one more time. The couple bond is the core of the success of the blended family. Okay, you have to dedicate time to nurture and develop that couple relationship, because there are going to be so many issues within that blended family that test you as a couple, that test you as a parent, that test you as a co-parent, that you have to have a strong underlying bond to weather the storms. But alas, every storm blows itself out. And the better you get at having a strong couple bond, the better you're going to be at weathering those storms when they do come, okay? And then next, get creative. You heard me say in an earlier segment, create new family traditions, right, that are just unique to the blended family. Get creative. Those new traditions, one-on-one time with each child, stepchild included, create shared family memories, whether these are activities you do together, trips that you take together, photos that you take together. You know, I think one of the beautiful blessings of this pandemic has been families getting back to the basics, okay? And I know for certain that one of the challenges of the pandemic has been for new blended families. But I'll tell you what, getting back to the blessings of the pandemic, when we were experiencing our lockdown, you know, families were put in a position where they had to get creative on, you know, how to spend time with the kids, you know, how to create some new traditions, whether it was actually having dinner at the same time around the table, whether it was, you know, family games, whether it was family movies, whatever, you know, it really put us in a position of being creative. And that's one of the best ways to really establish a successful blended family is to create these new traditions and be creative in doing it. You know, listen to your kids, ask the kids for some ideas, okay? And then finally, make changes slowly, small changes. You've heard me talk about the compound effect, right? Everything compounds to our betterment or our detriment. And it's okay to make mistakes as you go, because as I said, life, you know, is a learn-as-you-go proposition, but be willing to course correct, acknowledge your mistakes, because you're not going to be perfect. None of us are. We all make mistakes. And mistakes are one of the best learning tools, not even kidding you. So know that you're going to make mistakes along the way, but don't rush in and create all these big changes at once. Make changes slowly so that people adapt. You know, most people resent and, you know, struggle with change anyway, even though change is inherent. You know, the weather changes from minute to minute. But as a family, as a blended family, make changes slowly and know that these small positive changes will compound over time. And if you're someone that's dealing with a blended family, if you're, you know, struggling, please give us a call. We've got some fantastic family therapists here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, 630-980-1400. If you've got questions or comments, I'd love to hear from it. You can send me an email directly at healthandwellness@thecifhw.com. Again, healthandwellness@thecifhw.com. We are accepting new clients and patients, so don't hesitate to reach out. It's, you know, truly an honor and a privilege to work with you. And it's an honor and privilege to have your support on this show as well. I want to thank you all for tuning in. You know, if you're dealing with a blended family, my love and best wishes for a successful transition. Thanks for tuning in.